produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
When we started a series on Protect Your Gates, there are five gates that we are, as individuals, are responsible for to protect at all times. Number one is our ear gate. I taught on the ear gate, and the scripture reference that I used for the ear gate was Matthew chapter 13. Go back, and when you get a chance, look at Matthew chapter number 13. And also, I use Isaiah 55, amen. Isaiah 55, the third chapter as well. Amen. So go back and look at those scriptures. Number one, Matthew chapter 13. Go back and meditate on that. Then the other one was Isaiah 55, the third chapter. All right. Then the second gate was the mind gate. The mind gate. Number one, the ear gate. Number two is the mind gate. So, and for the mind gate, the scripture reference that I used was Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. That was Philippians chapter 2. Verses 1 through number 5. And then I also, I dealt with Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 19. So go back and look at those scriptures as well. Number one, for Protect Your Gate, about the mind gate, was Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And then also dealing with the mind gate was Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Then we talked about when I talked about the mind gate, go back and read Ephesians chapter number 4, verses 22 through 23. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 23. Okay? Excuse me. And then we began to deal with that next gate. That next gate was our eye gate. Amen. The eye gate. Lord have mercy. We're talking about what you see, amen. What are you allowing to get into your eyes, amen. Also, I dealt with, I dealt with Matthew chapter 9, 1 through 4. Matthew chapter 9, 1 through 4. Then I dealt with Matthew chapter 7, 1 through 5. So go back and look at those scriptures. Matthew chapter 9, 1 through 4, dealing with the eyes, amen. And then I dealt with Matthew chapter 7, 1 through number 5. Amen. So you got to go back, meditate on it. Now I'm going to put those scriptures up there for scripture references once I get done. And you can go back and meditate on them, on those first three gates that I dealt with. But today I want to deal with the mouth gate. I want to talk about the mouth gate. It is so important. I know we heard that scripture in Proverbs 18. Let me get my Bible here. Proverbs chapter 18. Y'all already know it. It talks about that death and life is in the power of the tongue. Amen. But I want to read a couple of verses ahead of time of that. Verses number 20, Matthew 18, verse 20. It says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. Amen. The fruit of your mouth. So the fruit of your mouth brings about what your stomach is in need of. Listen, the fruit of your mouth. What are you allowing to come out your mouth? Amen. Amen. What are you allowing to come out your mouth? I'm going to say it again. What are you allowing to come out of your mouth every day? Amen. I'm talking to myself as well. Amen. So it says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. Watch this. From the produce of his lips. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. So from the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. So my mouth and my lips, we already know, they're together. Amen. So our mouths bring about the results, what is needed in our lives. Y'all already know that, but I just want to show you the word of God. Your mouth creates and brings about the results. So, give you a prime example. I was doing my confession, praying out the word, amen. And while I was praying out the word of God, I heard Holy Spirit tell me about something that was getting ready to happen. Well, listen, while you in prayer, while you doing your confessions, while you spending time with God, God will begin to reveal to you and show you. So when you speaking stuff out of your mouth, understand your mouth, watch this, your mouth as well as my mouth will bring about results that is needed. Amen. So our mouths, amen, our words bring about results. Amen. So that's why we got to protect what we let come out of our mouths. We got to protect it. Now, and listen, it don't happen overnight, but we got to protect what comes out of our mouths. Look what he says in verse number 20 again. It says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, from the fruit of his mouth. Your mouth carries the fruit of what you are in need of. Amen. Your mouth. Amen. So you can talk yourself out of what you are in need of. Amen. So all of us have a need. And I think about a scripture when Paul says, but my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory through his son, Christ Jesus. So the Father would give us, he would give us directions. He would give us an idea what to do and how to do, but it's up to us to begin to do when we hear it. Amen. God will give you a strategy. But watch this. You cannot talk yourself out of the strategy that God gives you. I think I need to say it again. God will give you a strategy, but you cannot talk yourself out of the strategy that God will give you. Say it one more time, Harvey. God will give you a strategy, but you cannot talk yourself out your strategy. So the Father wants to give us all a strategy. He'll give us an idea, but it's up to us to begin to walk out the idea that he gives us. Amen? So, he says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied, Proverbs 18:20, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, from the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Here it is. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So my confession, my words can attract, distract, and bring about the results that is needed. Your words that come out your mouth. Let me show you another scripture. Proverbs 20. Proverbs 21. Proverbs 21. Look at verse 23. It says, whoever guards his mouth, got to guard your mouth, and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Let me say it again. Watch this. Bless you, Bishop McKinley. Bless you, sir. He says, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. So your responsibility, my responsibility from Solomon. Solomon, he dealt with the book of Proverbs. But look what Solomon's trying to give us instructions. The Proverbs says, whoever guards his mouth, you got to guard your mouth. Your wording brings about results. So your words can transform and cause things out. You may say, man, that's hocus pocus. That don't even sound right. No, it's true. So understand, when you speak, now listen to me. We speak stuff, cause those things that be not. We can speak stuff. It doesn't mean that it's going to be manifested right then and there. Now, some stuff can. Some stuff can. Listen, some stuff can. Some things can happen, but it's according to our faith. According to our faith. But some stuff we got to keep believing God for, decreeing and declaring out of our mouths, and not let up and not let go, and trust and believe that that time is going to be manifested through the word of God. So watch this. We got to guard our mouths. Amen. We got to guard our mouths. Now, there's another one I want to show you. I'm just trying to give you scripture reference. That's all. Give you the word. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians 4, 29. Let's look what Paul says. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:29. One of Paul's letters, Paul lets us know. Amen. He says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good. Watch this. For necessary edification that it may, watch this, that it may impart grace to the hearers. So there are those who are listening. Here it is. And I can close with this. There are people listening to our communication, listen to our words. So if we, 1 minute we speak, God is going to do it. God is going to do it. And next minute, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how God's going to do it. No, where's your faith? You was just believing God that he's going to do it. Amen. Now, I understand that you have thoughts running through your mind. I talked about the mind. That's normal. We got thoughts running through our mind. And there's always going to be something that's going to try to interfere with what we're saying. Listen to me. You can speak, you can read the word, you can meditate on the word, you can decree and declare the word, but there's always going to be something that's going to try to interfere with what you are believing God for. Always. When that comes up, we got to learn how to train ourselves. Turn on the switch, cut the switch off. Amen. In other words, when something tries to come up, you cut that switch off of it. Amen. And you flip the switch on what the word of God says. Amen. When something comes up, you cut the switch off. Say, yeah, I see, but you got to remind that thing what the word of God says. Amen. That's what we have to do. And that's what I'm doing right now. That's what you got to do. We got to stand on the promises of God. And when something comes up, I like what the Holy Ghost has dropped in my heart. When something comes up, when something try to come at you, cut the switch off. Amen. And then automatically you flip the switch on with the word of God. Say it one more time. I like this. When something comes up, you flip the switch off and you flip the switch back on with the word of God. That means I'm speaking the word. I'm putting the word towards my situation. And when I put the word towards my situation, we got to believe what the word of God has already established many thousands of years ago. Amen. We beyond that now. Amen. So over many years ago, we got to understand there was an establishment that the Father had settled on our behalf. Amen. Amen. Watch this. So Paul lets us know in verse 29, Ephesians chapter 4, he says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. So don't allow your words to make you miss out on what you have been believing God for. Amen. Amen. That's why you got to protect your mouth gate. You got to protect your gate at all times. Amen. So watch this. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification. So our words ought to be edified. Amen. Edifying our souls, edifying others. The word of God shall be edified. The word of God should be edified. And watch this, demonstrating manifestation. It ought to, something ought to penetrate a person's heart and soul where they want to begin to do the things of God. Amen, amen, amen. So it is so important that we as believers protect our gates. You got to protect your ear gate. You got to protect your mind. Amen, your eyes, your mouth. Amen. And the last gate I'm going to deal with is the heart gate. You got to protect those five gates at all times, beloved. Understand, you already know. Listen, even with everything we see on the news, just not only here in the city of Memphis, but around the world, what we see, we cannot allow what we see to begin to distract our destiny. Listen to me. Don't allow what you see begin to distract or interfere with what the Father has placed within you. The greater one is on the inside of you. And since the greater one is on the inside of you, don't you talk yourself out of what you see out here. Amen. Listen, I said it in the past. Don't speak, our city is a bad city. No. you as well as myself, God would give us an idea. Now, you can't do it by yourself, but that's called teamwork. But God would give you an idea, and he'll give somebody else an idea. I made a statement to one of my family members through social media. We was just communicating, and I told him, I said, it'll be awesome. Listen, because I spoke it out of my mouth. It was in my heart, and I heard it, and I saw it. What if every individual, whether it's male or female, who's been in the street, who's been incarcerated, whether you've been in the street or been incarcerated, but God has given you an idea. Come on now. There's not enough programs in our city to bring down the crime. Listen to me. The church can't do it by themselves. One organization can't do it by itself. It's going to take different organizations, different things for us to begin to see change in our city. And as we come together and begin to do stuff together, watch this. Here it is. I'm speaking out of my mouth. When we begin to change our language and start speaking that our city is a blessed city, our city, we will see revival in our city. We will see lives be changed in our city. Souls will be saved in our city. Miracles will be demonstrated in our city. Amen. Minds will be renewed in our city. We got to begin to speak a different language in the city. So begin to speak what the word of God says. Amen. Our city shall live and not die. Amen. Our city shall experience the glory and the manifestation and the power of Jesus. Amen. Our city will experience the supernatural, the miracle signs and wonders of God. Amen. We will see things be changed. Amen. We got to start saying crime rate is coming down our city. Money comes to our city. Amen. Lives are being changed. Amen. The communities are being redeveloped. Glory to God. Amen. We got to begin to speak it. And watch this. Then we got to begin to do it. Amen. We just can't say it and don't do nothing. Amen. So begin to do it, say it, and do it. That's what Paul was telling us. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4, let me read it to you again. Y'all still trying to clear through the Lord have mercy. He says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. There are people who's waiting to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I'm closing with this. There are people who are waiting. You think they're not? They may be having stuff on their mind, what they want to do wrong, but they are waiting for some man, some woman that can speak life into them. Amen. That can bring change to their lives. I believe by the Spirit of God that the Father has anointed you, my brother, has anointed you, my sister, to do something great here on the earth that will bring value, that will add value, that will bring change, that will bring deliverance, that will bring healing, amen, into somebody else's life. But you cannot afford to talk yourself out. Lord have mercy. Quit saying what you cannot do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. God will give you a witty invention. And whatever that witty invention is, just begin to do it. Begin to put it to action. And I believe if we put something to action, I don't care. Listen, I do care. Because we don't want to do nothing foolish. Amen. We got enough foolishness taking place, but that food that's taking place is going to change. How? Because you as well as myself, God is going to use us to help somebody else. That's why I always challenge people, win a soul today. The Bible says he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. So regardless of what we see on the news, regardless of what you hear, regardless of what you see, don't allow what you hear, what you see to begin to take root in your heart. And you begin to say the wrong stuff because your words supposed to bring edification, supposed to bring change, because there are people who are listening to our communication on a daily basis. Listen, keep pushing. Protect your gates. Protect your mind gate, your ear gate, your eye gate. I just dealt with the mouth gate. I'm going to deal with the heart gate. Amen. Real soon. So understand, it's so important that we as believers protect our gates at all times.
We don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction. From above, we need a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, just one word from the Lord will remove.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.